It was Labor Day of 2008. And Democracy Now! Had been at the Democratic Convention in Denver, and then we flew to St. Paul for the Republican Convention. And it was the first day. The convention would start in the evening. The first day on Labor Day, this beautiful blue sky day, 10,000 people marched for peace, led by soldiers. Big untold story of the level of resistance in the military. Led by some soldiers in full military regalia, risking everything, saying we've served in Iraq and Afghanistan and we think it's wrong, or those soldiers who were refusing to deploy. And then thousands of civilians followed. And we were covering this march from St. Paul City Hall to the Excel Center, where the convention was about to take place. And then I went to the convention to interview delegates from the hottest state, from Alaska. And our colleagues at Democracy Now! Went off to continue covering the protests. On the floor of the convention, I was with Rick Rowley of Big Noise Films, and he was filming, and I got this call from our senior producer, Mike Burke, come quickly to Jackson and 7th, because Nicole and Sharif have been arrested, and I think they've been hurt. I said, what are you talking about? They were going to digitize tape in the public access station where Democracy Now! Was broadcasting each day, St. Paul Neighborhood Network, SPNN. No, they had gone down, he said, to cover the protests that continued. Sharif Abdelkaddous is our senior producer, and Nicole Salazar is our multimedia producer. So Rick and I raced from the convention center through the streets of St. Paul. We got to 7th and Jackson. The whole area was surrounded by the riot police, covered head to toe in black new gear. And we ran up. They had the whole area contained. I raced up. I said very quickly to the riot police, I want to speak to your commanding officer. My colleagues are inside. They could see I had just come from the convention floor. I had all my credentials around me that allow me to interview the president, vice president, congress members. I said, you can see I have my credentials. They do too. We need to have them released now. It wasn't seconds before they ripped us through that. They ripped me through the police line. They twisted my arms back, slapped the handcuffs on, pushed me up against the wall and onto the ground, and arrested me for interfering with a peace officer. If only a peace officer was in the vicinity. I was desperately looking for Nicole and Sharif because I heard they'd been hurt. I couldn't find Nicole, but I saw Sharif across the parking lot, his arms behind his back. I demanded to be brought to him. Finally, I was. We were both standing there, both with credentials around our necks, handcuffed, demanding to be released. We said, you can see that we're journalists, whereupon the Secret Service came and ripped the credentials from around our necks. So then I was brought into the police van. That's where Nicole was. She had her credentials on. Her face was bleeding. Sharif's arm was bleeding. She described what had happened. They had raced down because there was another protest. They were filming in the parking lot. The riot police came at Nicole. She didn't plan to film her own arrest, but that's exactly what happened. And she was filming. They were shouting, on your face, on your face. She was shouting back and showing her press credentials, shouting, press, press. And they took her down on her face with her knee or boot in her back, dragging on her leg, which bloodied her face. And the first thing they did when her camera tumbled was pull the battery out of her camera, if you were wondering what they didn't want to happen. Sharif is very cool. He's telling the police to calm down. They take him, throw him up against the wall, kick him twice in the chest, and take him down, bloodying his arm. They face felony riot charges. I was taken off to the police garage where they'd erected cages for the protesters, where I was processed. They were taken off to jail. And if it wasn't for independent media, if it wasn't for the video of our arrest going up immediately on YouTube, the most watched YouTube video went viral the first 2 days of the convention, I don't think we would have been released as quickly as we were. I mean, I don't know if they got hundreds or thousands of responses, of tweets, of email, of faxes, of phone calls, but within a number of hours, I was released, and then Sharif and Nicole were. Sharif was in the jail cell with an AP photographer who wasn't released when Sharif was. In fact, 40 reporters were arrested in those days, more than 40 reporters of the Republican convention. That night, I was brought to the NBC skybox. I was brought back to the convention after the arrest, and different networks wanted to interview me. And when they closed the camera, one of the reporters who was standing there said, I don't get it. Why wasn't I arrested? And I said, oh, were you out covering the protests? He said, no. And I said, well, I'm not being arrested in the skybox either, right? I said, it takes getting out there. You know, as Woody Allen says, 90% of life is just showing up. And this is very important because it's our job to be on the convention floor to get whatever, you know, find out what's happening there, to go behind the corporate suites, find out who's paying for the Republican Governors Association, what we now know it's Fox, gave $1 million, but also who's covering for the Democratic Senate Campaign Committee, you know, to get into these corporate suites, find out what's happening. I don't know how many doors I had slammed on my face trying to find out, but then also going outside to where the uninvited guests are, the thousands of people who had come both to the Democratic convention and to the Republican convention to march against war. It's our job to capture it all, and we shouldn't have to get a record when we try to put things on the record.